This is KY0CES connecting via EchoLink.
Well, I can hear you, so that's a pretty good start, KK4NDE.
Well, that's good to hear. How am I coming through?
Pretty good. There's a bit of a, sounds like an AC hum in your audio, but otherwise it sounds pretty good, I'd say.
Telling me about as well when they were connecting, it sounded like there was a hum going on. And let me mess around with some settings, maybe close the, get the computer kind of away from the microphone and see, or not the microphone, away from the radio transmitting and see if that helps.
Okay. Yeah, also I'm not sure if you have any, I guess you said you were using a signaling, so in theory you shouldn't need any sort of like a audio isolation on the audio, so, the only other thing that immediately comes to mind is, if the radio has ground loop somehow between the computer's power supply and the radio's power supply.
Okay, I've adjusted some things with the computer. I closed it, moved it down to another spot, and then I actually took the radio that I'm connecting to. Out of curiosity, did you hear anything that I just said there?
Yes, I did up until you took the radio that you're using, and then it dropped out when you said what you were doing with the radio.
Yeah, I saw that happen. I don't know what happened there, but that's okay. I took the radio out of the cradle so that it's not connected to the power. So maybe for some reason the battery is interfering with it somehow. I don't know how that would work, but it was a recommendation that I was looking up online. But I don't know if that helps at all.
It's a little bit hard to tell. If it's there, it's, I think, maybe less. I think probably when we get done talking, maybe going back and playing the files that upload will make it more apparent what the difference is. It seems like that may have been slightly better.
I just put the radio back in the cradle to see if you can tell a noticeable difference. I've definitely connected to the EchoLink test server to try to see if, like, I could tell a difference, and I could tell, like, a very, very slight difference, but I cannot seem to get that clean audio signal out. I don't know how I would go about doing that, but yes, I am using a signal link.
Okay, I think it definitely did get worse when you said you put it back in the cradle. The other thing, what type of radio did you say you were using? I know you mentioned it, but I've forgotten by now.
The radio that I'm actually using in the whole EchoLink system is, I know, not a very good radio. I'm just using the UZ5R, a Baofeng UZ5R, within the radio, or in the signaling, everything like that. And then the one I'm talking on currently to that radio is the Yaesu ST60.
Okay, a couple things that come to mind to try. I know my experience with some of the Baofeng radios when I tried to connect them to a computer, I know RF would get into the audio input line sometimes, and the ideas that I came up with was either try and like clip the wire so it's under the belt clip and goes away from the antenna, or put an extension on the antenna, or you know, try maybe, I guess since it's on the when it's on the receive side, it sounds like maybe you could try moving your radio you're talking on a little bit farther away just for an experiment. It did sound like the amount of buzz was fluctuating a bit, for what's that worth. Maybe if you moved around the handheld you were talking on. The other thing I had tried that seemed to help was get a clip-on ferrite choke and put a couple of turns through the choke right up as close to the radio as you can on the cable that connects it to the computer, and possibly a couple of chokes on the power cord that's going up to the cradle that it's sitting in.
Okay, I am back. I accidentally bumped the laptop. That was my bad. And I took the laptop battery out of the laptop on purpose because I heard crash with another thing that could interfere, so I took that out completely, so I'm running it off of power only. But yeah, so I'm testing that out, and I'm back. I don't know if you noticed any difference. I moved the cable that plugged from the signal link into the radio away from the power cable that got into the cradle. They were actually kind of touching, so I wonder if that was possible.
Okay, so that started out not too bad, but near the end, near the middle and end, it got really, really, really strong to the point that the humming almost overwhelmed what you were saying. So maybe if you were moving around or something, maybe that'll give a clue as to where it's coming from.
Sadly, I was kind of standing in one spot, so maybe it's just the signal I have coming from where it's located. Maybe that's my issue. I'll try moving to another room and seeing how that works.
Well, it's certainly worth a try, and there's no harm in experimenting. I think it certainly wouldn't hurt to look at getting a couple of the snap-on chokes to try and see if you can put a turn or two of the different cables through stuff, and maybe you'll find a combination of putting those on that'll help it significantly. Maybe not, but they're, you know, should be able to get them for a dollar or maybe $2 a piece for the small ones, and if they don't work, they're handy to keep around for trying on other stuff in the future.
I'll definitely look into that. I'll anything I can do to make sure that this sounds pretty good. It was actually one of the main ways I communicate besides talking on the repeaters. I don't know if this sounds any better. I moved to a different location. I might have a clearer signal. I'm not sure. I might even need to move around the radio that actually connects to the signal link and onto the actual PC itself. But I moved my location. Maybe I'm getting a better signal.
I think that was definitely better. Near the end especially, the humming got very, very low, but your voice was still quite strong. That seems almost to me like maybe it's the amount of RF from the radio you're talking on is getting back into stuff. It does still to me seem a bit like a dark magic science as to what exactly matters where. But I will say I went through quite a bit of headache and trial and error on my setup. It's in a metal box for a reason, and there is a lot of shielding I had to do, and I've got chokes on pretty much everything all over just to try and stop weird things from happening.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to figure this out. You're coming through pretty clearly on my end here. There's a little bit of static, and I wonder if that's something to do with my setup. I could always try connecting on my phone to see if it's something on that, and then maybe there's something to it. Maybe it's connection. Maybe it's the radio is not for receiving the signal correctly. So if I'm narrowing it down to the bow thing, maybe that's my issue, because you do have a little bit of the same hum coming through to me.
Okay. Yeah, that's possible. I do have to admit, I found in mine there was one of the headphone connectors that I guess had a bad connection. I had to unplug it and reconnect it, but I thought it sounded really clear in the brief test that I did before you got on. And I am also running this little Yaesu handheld. I forgot to charge it since I took it to Furthermore. And so I'm running it on a third of a watt, which I would think should be enough going from one room in my apartment to another, but I suppose it's possible there could be the occasional crack. I do live less than a mile from a National Weather Service radio transmitter, and the Echolink node is sitting maybe a foot from a 25-watt digipeater that I'm playing with. So it's possible there could be an intermittent something going on my end, but I would not have expected it to be a hum. Though that's entirely possible, because things can happen, things can change, and it's not exactly an exact science.
I might be noticing an issue here on my end. It didn't disconnect you, but I couldn't hear you for the last, 20 seconds of what you were talking about. I don't know if there's some weird timeout issue or anything. But also let me know if you might have dropped off. I may have dropped off, I apologize.
It got very noisy before it dropped out, but I did hear you saying, oops, it may have dropped out.
Is this any better, or is this, crazy loud right now?
That's a very, very loud hum.
Out of curiosity, did it get any better?
I think it got quieter, but that last transmission, your voice sounded slightly quieter as well.
I am so confused on what I need to do here.
I'm sure in time it may, a pattern may turn up. That's what I have to do. I'm going to shoot you a picture on Telegram of the cable that I have. It's for doing APRS with a Bofang. It's the same idea. You hook it up to a computer-like thing.
Okay, I'll be looking for that as well. You mentioned something earlier, but I was adjusting something, so I don't know if I didn't acknowledge it. You were talking about something with the ground from the computer and the radio, and what were you referring to there? Because I can definitely look at that. Were you saying don't put them on the same, or I'm just a little confused there, I guess.
If they happen to be both on the same ground, which I don't know how the power adapter for the radio works, and I'm not that familiar with the signaling to know if it plugs into the wall as well, but if they have a continuous ground loop going between them, it's possible you could get a hum going on there, sort of like in your car. If you plug in a aux in on a phone or something and charge the phone, sometimes you get a whine or a hum. The thing that I use to help to reduce any of that is I actually got a couple of the cheap ground loop isolators for car audio and plugged them so they were in line between my sound card and my radio on the speaker and microphone side. I figured it was worth a try, and I thought in my case it seems to help. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but it's, I suppose, another idea to think about.
No, you may just have solved something. I just unplugged the radio from the same outlet that my computer was plugged into, and your hum went away completely.
Okay. That sounds like two possible things. Either there's some sort of a ground loop, or the power supply for the radio could be generating some sort of a oscillating hum, and is it a normal cord, or is it like a world brick wart thing?
For the radio or the computer? Because the radio is in its cradle, and was in its cradle. I unplugged it, and obviously the computer has
whichever one you unplugged.
The one I unplugged was the cradle one. So I guess it doesn't have one of the bricks in it. I guess the brick is near the where it actually plugs in, so.
Okay. I would say, if not perfect, very nearly perfect. I couldn't hear on those last two times you talked any noise whatsoever. I think in that case, the first thing I would try is get a decent size of those clip-on ferrite chokes and put several wraps through it as close to that where it plugs into the wall as possible, and see if that helps. I know the Chinese power brick things have a tendency to be not the best filtered and best shielded of everything, and sometimes that'll help. If I can figure out where I put my radio scanner charger, I actually can shoot you a picture of what I did with that, and I believe that was almost the same exact issue that I was seeing.
Well, that would be great. And sorry, I think my audio has now jumped up like crazy because I was messing with the setting as well. So I apologize if that's the case. I'm going to go ahead and fix that here in just a second.
It was a bit clipped and loud, but I could still make out what you were saying, so that's not too bad of a problem.
How about now? Oh, no, that looks like it's still clipping, and I'm talking normally. Let me try doing this and seeing if that helps at all. I turned down the audio on the radio, the Baofeng, and for some reason when I turn that up and down, because that's what's transmitting to the computer, it seems to be working there. So if I'm not getting any hum, or if it's not really clipping that much anymore, hopefully it's sounding pretty okay right now.
Yeah, that's back to sounding what I would say is pretty good. It could go down the teeniest little bit, but I know also once you get close, sometimes it can be hard to go down that little bit more without going too far down.
Well, did it go down at all, or does it sound about the same as to what I was sounding like a little bit earlier?
I think this last transmission, that sounded about perfect to me.
Well, perfect. It's not cutting out at all. You don't hear me. If I stop talking for a second, just bear with me. Okay, I don't stop transmitting. Oh, did I stop transmitting there for a second?
I did not drop out on my end. I don't know if that's because I think I have some sort of a short holdover time as well. At one point, I had an issue where every time there was a lost packet, mine would unkey and key up and unkey and key up. So I think I have like a 1 second holdover in my programming. It's possible that could mask anything that happened with yours, but it sounded what I would say is good and normal like any repeater to me.
Honestly, that's good to know. Hopefully, you know, unplugging it from the wall there definitely helps, and I guess maybe I can look for another location to plug in the radio, or when I'm doing, I guess, Echolink, just not have the radio plugged in, and just make sure that I plug it in every time I want to actually do some Echolink stuff. So we'll see about doing that, but if that fixed the audio quality, I'd rather that than having inconvenience of certain things here. So thank you, definitely. Hopefully I'm sounding better.
Yeah, that sounds very, very good to me, and I found the thing I want to shoot you a picture of, and I can, my phone actually just died, so I couldn't take the picture, but I'll shoot you that. It's just one of those snap-on chokes and trying to put a few turns through the snap-on choke up close to where the cord plugs into the wall. I do that on my radio chargers, and it seems like it makes them much more usable while they're plugged in.
Well, that's good to know. I've got ham radio outlet. I've got a few of them in my area, so I can definitely run over there, I'm assuming, and just go pick one up. It'd be too late here. So I guess I could go probably on Monday, go grab one of those, or maybe order one on Amazon or something. But yeah, definitely, if I can snap on something like that and adjust it and tweak it to still make sure that the radio is plugged in, but also try to cut down on any of the hum that's coming through, then that is absolutely great.
Yep, I know for a while I got them at Radio Shack. If it's like here, there aren't any Radio Shacks left to go to. So I would guess that probably Ham Radio Outlet would have it. If not, I know Amazon, if you don't mind waiting a little while, eBay is cheaper, but then you have to wait for it to show up.
Yeah, I definitely don't mind waiting. If I can make a temporary fix like this where I just unplug the radio, then unplug the thing from the outlet, then anytime I'm done talking to somebody, I plug it back in, that will be fine, and then I just wait until that gets here and then never have to worry about that. That'd be perfect. So I think that might have solved most of my issues with Echolink. If I'm sounding great, then you definitely helped me out, because now you actually sound better, because now I'm getting a much clearer signal from you. So I'm definitely glad that I isolated it down to something like that. I guess it's not, hopefully it's You keep saying it's perfect, and I'll definitely, or close to perfect, I'll listen to the recordings from the wins that you sent me. And hopefully it sounds great, and that would be the goal. So definitely thank you so much.
Your supply might generate hum that feeds in, and you might actually be pretty much with the same exact thing you have.
Sorry, I was looking at something. I missed a little bit of what you were saying on that last transmission. If you don't mind, would you be able to repeat that again?
Yeah, not a problem. I was just saying the other thing that you could consider would be like a battery eliminator, and hook it up to a 12-ish volt power supply. That may help, but also, on the other hand, it may end up being about the same as what you already have. It's kind of, you know, potluck what you end up with when you're getting a power supply. And then you'd also have to find one that's sufficiently big to handle when it's transmitting, you know, probably like a 2 or 3 amp or whatever.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That would be another option that I could definitely look into. Thank you for giving me that option as well. Anything I can do to make sure that I have Pikalink up and running, because as I was saying, it's basically the mode that I use the most often besides just talking on the local repeater here. Makes me able to talk to all of you guys all around the United States or wherever else in the world. So I definitely like to make sure that this sounds good and is always up and running. So thank you for giving me that option as well. I'll look into that too. But yeah, if it also further complicates things, then maybe I'll look elsewhere, but definitely I'll look into it. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome. And certainly any time that you want to, if you do some tweaks on stuff or get some things to try, I'm happy to, assuming all of my stuff doesn't fall apart, I'm quite happy to give it another shot if you want to play with things further anytime.
I will definitely be taking you up on that offer. Anytime I tweak something, it's better to talk to somebody, get the direct feedback from someone else who knows Pikalink rather than trying to listen on the Pikalink server. And I'm just kind of like, it doesn't always work the best way. So, yeah, definitely. And anytime, if you're bored or whatever and you want someone to talk to you on Pikalink or anything like that, feel free. My node usually is up and running almost all the time. I try to give it a break. But for the most part, it's up and running almost 24/7.
Okay. Yeah, mine, as far as I know, except when it fails and I don't know about it, should be up 24/7 unless I'm taking it to or from a con or to or from a demo. That said, I very frequently have it running, but I don't have any radios turned on. Certainly, though, if you just wanted to see how you're sounding with something, you can connect and go to my website. It should upload stuff automatically, be able to hear it. I'll try and shoot you a link with that when we get done here, and you can kind of hear what I heard. I know the issue I have with the test servers is it's very difficult to tell if you have things just right or if it's like too quiet when you're talking, transmitting, and too loud when you're receiving, so it kind of all works out in the end where you think it's right, but it's really out of whack, and talking to a person really kind of eliminates some of those difficulties.
Yeah, exactly. So it's great to be able to talk to someone to make sure that I iron out the kinks, and especially with somebody who knows Pikalink, like you do. So I'll be definitely contacting you more about all this in the future. And speaking of which, you are going to the LFC, if I'm not mistaken, because we were talking about trying to grab some lunch, maybe one of the days that we're up there. And then at the same time, do you know if there is going to be an Pikalink node or a repeater set up there at the LFC?
As far as I know, there will not be any repeater. Unless I run into issues with TSA, I will be bringing my Pikalink node with me. So it should be available. I don't think there's... To be honest, I haven't looked to see if there are any repeaters that are close to that casino thing that it's held in. But, it should be there, barring any disasters or United Airlines trying to kill us on the way.
Well, I sure hope none of that happens, but I do hope that everything all works out, and I'll definitely be there with my radio, and I'll be listening and piping in and having fun and doing all that. So I look forward to that as well, and I look forward to hopefully between now and then trying to get the rest of the Echolink stuff all nailed out. So again, thank you so much. I'm going to have to be going here, but again, thank you for everything. KY0TES.
You're very welcome, and have a wonderful night. KK4NDE.